debtor authentication. This feature was really driven by large clients such as banks, which are demanding that you authenticate the caller before speaking to anyone about the debt. It's going to reduce the risk of identity theft and fraud, and that you can't be or will not be divulging any information to the wrong person. In turn, it will eliminate or can eliminate a lawsuit by divulging information about the debt to the wrong person. You can call anyone and they can say they're the debtor, or anyone can call in off of a notice. You know, how do you know you're really talking to the debtor? When you do the authentication, will prompt a collector for 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of information, which the collector has no way of knowing what that information is. For example, if you authenticate based on the social security number, the collector can't make it up because they can't see it, so they have to enter what the debtor says. However, if you're using the address to verify the debtor, we do display the address. Using that field, you could use that information to test the debtor. And what I mean by that is the collector could say to the debtor, okay, you live at 123 Main Street, when in fact we have Spring Street. The debtor may say, oh, no, I live on Spring Street, not Main Street. And that'll tell you something about the debtor. If they know you have bad information, if they're going to be cooperative, they're going to correct the collector. So you could use it to do that. And the way that this works is that the collector will bring up an account through inquiry, or it could be on an outbound call, but basically an account will be presented to the collector, and we will not show them any information that they can talk to the caller about without first authenticating the debtor or the caller. The collector can't authenticate the account without answering the authentication questions. Again, you have about 5 different fields that you can use to authenticate the accounts: full social, partial social, date of birth, or month, day, year. And so the collector cannot see that account until they've answered those questions correctly, and they can only get the answers from the debtor. So they can't make it up. So when they authenticate the account, you can be pretty sure that that's the debtor that they're talking to. Now, one of the things that you're going to need to think about is to build a process in case the debtor or the collector can't authenticate the debtor. If the debtor's making up Social Security numbers or doesn't know it or cannot provide the information to authenticate the account, we're not going to let the collector see it. However, they have the debtor on the phone. So the collector is going to have a way of getting rid of that account, getting it to someone that might, such as a manager, that may not be required to authenticate the account. So you're going to have a smart code called, for example, cannot authenticate. And that smart code give the collector the ability to transfer the account to the manager or transfer the account and a call to the manager. A couple of things to note. We have a feature that says don't authenticate if the account has been authenticated within the last 15 minutes. Now, what this means is I could be talking to the debtor right now. I've authenticated the account. I've gone out of the account, finished it, and realize I need to go back to the account. Or maybe even if the debtor happens to call back, the collector will not have to re-authenticate the account, meaning ask the questions over again to authenticate it. Now, when we first present the account to a collector, there is a message that says authentication required. So even if they bring that account back up within the allotted amount of time, you're still going to see the message authentication required. This feature was designed this way, and the purpose is if you have a client standing over a collector's shoulder and they see the collector bring up the account, we don't want them to be able to go right into the account without prompting a message authentication required. Another thing to note is that in setting up the authentication, you have the ability to specify a maximum number of attempts to authenticate the account. So you could say, I'm going to give the collector three tries to authenticate the account. And if they fail, what's going to happen is we're going to say maximum amount reached. We're not going to stop the collector from trying again. They can go out of the account, come back in, and try to authenticate it again. So the maximum of attempts does not stop them from continuing to try. However, if that's the case, there's something going on as to why they can't authenticate the account. Now, in the system control for the authentication, you can apply a smart code that the account was authenticated or not authenticated. So every time they reach the maximum failed attempts, then that smart code will get applied. At that point, I think what you might want to do is a smart code audit for authentications that fail and look and see, you know, is a collector by any chance trying to figure out or guess the required fields to bring the account up without legitimately authenticating it. Thank you.